Dr. Pinsky with the Mal IME on Alexis Gonzalez. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Gonzalez as described in the report of 11-4-21. But this specifically pertained to injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 6-16-17. Mr. Gonzalez is now a 34-year-old male who confirms he did allege such injuries. But he also describes that on 7-23-21, he fell off the truck onto the concrete floor and sustained new injuries to his left hand, comma, left foot, comma, left elbow, comma, and back. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be a diagnosis of a torn muscle tissue from his left hand, repaired surgically. Period. He completed his course of active treatment about 1 year ago. Period. He admits to having an injury on his left foot in 2017, treated with therapy. Period. He's no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional medical records supplied, Mr. Gonzalez filed a claim petition alleging on 7-23-21 he was injured when he fell getting out of his truck. Period. Medical records show he was seen by on-site innovations that same day. Period. He had x-rays of the left ankle that were unremarkable with no fracture or dislocation. Period. X-rays of the left wrist showed subtly abnormal appearance of the waist of the scaphoid, suspicious for a non-displaced fracture, although imaging artifact is not excluded. Period. Follow-up radiographs after 1 to 2 weeks of splinting, comma, unenhanced CT or MRI is recommended for confirmation. Period. Also had x-rays of the left elbow that were read as normal. Period. New paragraph. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Rivlin, R-I-V-L-I-N, on 8-18-21. Period. He had seen a workers' compensation doctor who ordered an MRI that was done on 8-5-20 of the left wrist. Period. He has been wearing a wrist brace and taking ibuprofen. Period. He comes in today for evaluation and review of his MRI. Period. Dr. Rivlin noted left wrist MRI on 8-5-21 demonstrated interstitial tear of the peripheral TFCC and small perforation, small full-thickness tear of the central TFCC. There was also radiocarpal and distal radial ulnar arthritis and tenosynovitis. Period. They elected to pursue non-operative treatment and a corticosteroid injection was administered to the wrist. Period. He also was immobilized. Period. New paragraph on 8-30-21. He was seen by podiatrist Dr. Wellens, W-E-L-L-E-N-S, due to left foot pain after a new work injury on 7-23-21. Period. He had some physical therapy visits but missed some due to his wrist and back injuries. Period. He has continued with recent visits for the left foot and ankle. Period. He notes prior to this injury, he was responding very well to the physical therapy for the original injury of June of 2017. Period. X-rays were taken in the office. Period. The ankle mortise was intact, and there were no signs of fracture or dislocation. Period. Dr. Wellens diagnosed sprain of the left foot, comma, left ankle pain, comma, sprain of the left ankle. Period. She ordered orthotics and the x-rays done in the office. Period. Activity modifications were also set in place. Grading paragraph, he saw Dr. Rivlin again on 9/16/21. Period. A corticosteroid injection was given to the... Scratch that. Had been given to the left wrist on 7/25/21. But he had some improvement of pain since the injection. But he was going to continue with restrictions and stay in therapy. Period. On 10/11/21, he returned to Dr. Wellens. And treatment was unchanged. Period. Mr. Gonzalez saw Dr. Rivlin again on 10/14/21 relative to the left wrist. Created minimal relief from the injection. Pair they discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. Upon follow-up with Dr. Wellens on 12/13/21, he had to stop therapy for his ankle because of left hand surgery. Paired the physical therapy for the ankle was helping. Paired she continued him on such conservative measures and activity restrictions. Period. On 11/22/21, Dr. Rivlin did perform surgery on the left wrist to be inserted here. Pretty followed up post-operatively through 1/24/22. At that juncture, he was on modified duty relative to the ankle and needed to receive more physical therapy. Period. As of the visit with Dr. Rivlin on 12/27/21, he was not taking hydrocodone-acetaminophen. Pretty paragraph, Mr. Gonzalez was seen by Dr. Schinkle, S-H-I-N-K-L-E, on 8/31/21 for the injuries to his left hip, left elbow, and low back. Pretty had been in therapy for 2 weeks. Pretty elbow x-ray at the time of injury was negative. The elbow pain resolved, but about 2 weeks later, he hit it again while at home, and it had been painful since. Paired his hip and back pain persist, and it is severe at times and sharp. Paired he... Scratch that. Dr. Schinkle opined that the elbow pain that returned after he accidentally hit it at home is not work-related and should continue to be followed through his personal insurance. Paired relative to the ankle, he requested medical records to further evaluate them. Paired in regards to the back and hip, he appeared highly functional on exam with no objective findings, comma, just subjective pain. Paired his prognosis was deemed to be excellent as the vast majority of back injuries resolved within 8 weeks with conservative treatment. Paired he should continue to participate in physical therapy. Paired in paragraph on 9/27/21, he had an MRI of the low back that showed no high-grade canal or foraminal narrowing. Period. There was no fracture or spondylolisthesis. Period. At L5-S1, there was a disc bulge with tiny central protrusion-type herniation. Period. From L2 through L5, there were disc bulges, adult bulges with no canal stenosis. Period. On 10/11/21, he was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Siddiqui. Period. He wrote the MRI of the lumbar spine on 9/27/21, showed a congenital hemangioma at the L3 vertebral body and a bulging disc. Period. He diagnosed lumbar strain and sprain with a gait disturbance due to his left foot and ankle injury. Period. He was to continue therapy and convert to a home exercise program. Period. Dr. Siddiqui cleared him for full duty relative to his lumbar spine. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a muscular physique. Period. This evaluator happened to observe him walk in the parking lot and climb stairs to the office level fluidly without a limp or assisted device. Period. He was wearing slide-type shoes. Period. Extremities. Upper. There should be another sheet for the hand that is not included. Extremities lower. There was global tenderness to palpation about the left ankle, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles, normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with antalgia on the left while doing heel and toe walking. Period. There was non-localizing tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 50 degrees and left at 65 degrees. He elicited extreme complaints of low back tenderness without ridiculous symptoms. Period. He had a positive axial loading and Huber test for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. Alexis Gonzalez was originally injured at work on 6/16/17. As marked in my prior report, period, this involved his left ankle in particular. Period. It is my understanding that he continued to treat for that evaluation, for that injury at the time of the subject event on 7/23/21. Period. My previous exam was on 10/6/21. Period. He underwent x-rays of the left ankle, wrist, and elbow on 7/23/21 that were negative. Period. He did participate in physical therapy. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Rilvin and submitted to surgery by him to be inserted here. Period. He was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Siddiqui and underwent a lumbar spine MRI whose interpretation from Dr. Siddiqui will be inserted. Period. He did submit to left wrist surgery. Period. He had physical therapy at another facility on the dates described. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of his left hand was not documented on the general physical exam sheet, but was referenced to be seen on that document. Period. It was not in the chart. Period. He had global tenderness palpation at the left ankle with no swelling or atrophy or instability with provocative maneuvers. Period. He ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. When walking on his heels and toes, he complained of antalgia on the left. Period. Sitting and supine straight leg raise maneuvers failed to correlate with one another. Period. There was non-localizing tenderness, palpation, and the lumbar spine. Period. Other signs of symptom magnification included positive axial loading and Huber tests. Period. New paragraph. I would now offer ...7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. In terms of the low back and elbow, there is 0% disability. Period. In terms of his ankle, it will likely be 0% disability. Period. He has been able to continue working for the insured in a physically demanding capacity. Period. And that is the end.